Go with me, if you would, to Hebrews chapter number 5. Hebrews chapter number 5. We're talking about why people hate going to church sometimes. They hate it because they are distracted. Number 2, because they are discontent. I'm going to give you an alliterated outline tonight, okay? They're distracted, but also they're discontent with what? The basics. You know why sometimes people hate going to church? Because they're discontent with hearing, listening to, and relearning the basics. What does that mean? They become apathetic towards simple truths. They always want to hear something new. You know, oh man, you know, can you pull out that really deep truth? Well, before you get that deep truth, you know, what's wrong with talking about the most basic doctrines out there, right? What's wrong with just talking about the most basic foundational doctrines and getting excited about that? And here's the thing. You're in Hebrews chapter number 5. I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. It says, "For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing." It's like, I've already heard this before. Oh, the pre-tribulation rapture? I already know it. Oh, the Trinity? I already know what he's going to say. Once saved, always saved, in the bag. Reprobate doctrine, I already know it. What else you got? King James Bible, duh. And they become kind of discontent with listening to just the basics. Look at Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 9. Now, wouldn't you agree that the book of Hebrews is a very deep book? It's very deep. It goes into some deep stuff. And in chapter 5, Paul, who I believe to be the writer of the book of Hebrews, is starting to expound upon this doctrine of Melchizedek, which we would say is pretty deep doctrine there in Hebrews chapter number 5. It says in verse 9, of course, we believe that Jesus Christ, this is referring to Jesus Christ. Verse 9 says, "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." Verse 11, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." Now, in Matthew 13, those who are dull of hearing is actually referring to those who just don't even want salvation. And I believe it's actually referring to the children of Israel who heard the gospel so much. You know, they were the nation from which salvation came. They heard it so much that they're just like dull of hearing about that. And some of them didn't even get saved. Many of them did, but some of them didn't. They rejected Jesus. You know, he came into his own received them not. But here we see that he's talking to a group of people, and he says, look, I want to talk to you about Melchizedek. I want to talk to you about the deep things about Jesus Christ and his affiliation and the fact that Melchizedek is a symbol of Jesus Christ, but your ears are too dull of hearing. Look at verse 12. "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." What is he saying? Look, I feel like I would want to talk to you about Melchizedek. I want to talk to you about these deep things, but sometimes you just need to get the basics down. And it seems as though you become a little discontent with the basics. Folks, you know what Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1? He says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." He's saying, look, I don't mind repeating myself over and over and over again. It's not grievous to me. In fact, it's safe for you. You know, when a pastor gets up behind the pulpit and he hits on salvation, he hits on eternal security, he hits on the false doctrine of repent of your sins, he hits on the Trinity, he hits on these basic doctrines, don't become dull of hearing. Recognize that it's for your safety. Why? Because people forget. People forget. I forget. If things aren't constantly being reinforced in your life, you end up forgetting them. How many times have you read through the Bible? And you begin again the following year and you read a story like, man, I feel like I've never seen this before. Well, you've seen it. You just forgot it. I mean, there's times when I go through maybe older Bibles where I would write notes on them. And I look, I'm like, hey, this note is good. This is pretty good. And it's just like, wow. And you know, what is it? It's just, I forgot. You just forget. And the Bible is just a well of information. There's so much information within the Word of God, you're bound to forget certain things. So what's the solution? We got to keep emphasizing those things over and over again. It's not supposed to be a grievous thing. It's a safe thing to do. And in fact, you know, there's churches out there that have apostatized. There's pastors who one time were preaching the right gospel, and now they kind of muddied up the gospel. Why is that? Because they stopped emphasizing the basics. They stopped emphasizing the foundational teachings of the Bible, and now it's like, what? You don't even know what you believe. They're not strong on their doctrine. Why? Because they stopped emphasizing the basics. Don't be discontent with the basics. There's people out there that become, they hate going to church because it's just like, well, you know, I kind of want to just listen to something new. What you got for me today, Pastor Anderson? Bless me today. Let's hear something that I've never heard before. No, let's hear something that we've always heard and let's reinforce that. Amen. Let's, you know, tighten up those screws. Let's emphasize that doctrine. Let's teach it again. Let's get it grounded. Embed that truth within your heart. Because if you don't, you're going to forget it. You're going to forget it. Let me give you an example of your pastor, okay? I'm going to embarrass him a little bit right now. Pastor Anderson is, his mind just has a lot of information, right? He just knows a lot, okay? And, you know, you can have a conversation with him and he just, like, just throws up all this information on you. He's like, how did you just recall all that? You know, but I remember one time because, you know, we're studying Greek and he, you know, the beginning stages when I was learning Greek, he was just kind of teaching me some tricks on how to like learn specific letters. And there's a letter in Greek. It's C, right? And it looks like a trident. Okay. The letter looks like a trident. And he told me, he goes, the way you memorize that is you think of Poseidon with a trident because he's holding a trident. That's what you remember. I'm like, man, that's a good one. I'm going to remember that. And it stuck with me. I don't know, it was like a year later, we're eating at a round table or something, and we're around a bunch of guys, and we're talking about Greek, and I said, yeah, you know, I started talking about the sea, and I gave that same illustration. I was like, the trident, Poseidon, and the trident, and they're like, yeah, that's really good. And Pastor Anderson looks at me, he's like, wow, that's actually really good. I didn't know that. And I looked at him and I was like, you're the one who taught me that. He's like, really? You know, he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't remember that. That's good though. Probably. But wouldn't you agree, Pastor Anderson, that sometimes we forget certain things? We forget certain things. So since that day, everything that he teaches me, I just teach it back to him and just take credit for it. And when he says, wow, that's good, I'm like, I know. Came up with that on my own. Hours of meditation and fasting. Sometimes we forget things, and that's why they need to be reemphasized. Don't become discontent with the basics. Appreciate the church that you're in, when the basics are being emphasized. Why? Because thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. You know, a lot of people, a lot of churches out there are getting involved in a lot of weird doctrine. It's because these things are not being emphasized. And so don't become discontent with that. Go to 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. What are some of the reasons why people hate going to church? Well, it's because they're distracted. They have these cares in their heart, and it's not allowing them to get the most out of the preaching of God's word. It's creating excuses in their lives why they don't go soul winning. It's creating a reason in their hearts why they shouldn't come to church because they have to take care of X, Y, and Z. They become covetous. Maybe they get another job that takes them out of church. You know, the lust of other things begin to enter in. and it chokes the word out of their life. They become distracted. Not only that, they become discontent. Look at 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. On that same point, it says here, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. You see, if you don't get repetition, you get fables. You don't get repetitious teaching on doctrine, you eventually begin to accept some weird doctrine out there. Repetition is very much important. Go with me, if you would, to Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12.